Pelion hesitated, shook his head.
"I can't believe that, sir,"
he said.
"Skywalker couldn't have taken all of them. Not with all those Isilimiri blocking his Jedi power."
Thrawn turned those glittering eyes back on Pelion.
"I agree,"
he said coldly.
"Obviously, he had help."
Pelion forced himself to meet that gaze.
"Card? Who else was there?"
Thrawn countered.
"So much for his protestations of neutrality."
Pelion glanced at the status board.
"Perhaps we should send someone to investigate. We could probably spare a strike cruiser, maybe even the Stormhawk."
Thrawn took a deep breath, let it out slowly.
"No,"
he said, his voice steady and controlled again.
"The Sluis Van operation is our primary concern at the moment, and battles have been lost before in the presence or absence of a single ship. Card and his betrayal will keep for later."
He turned back to the communications officer.
"Signal the freighter," he ordered. "Have them activate the cloaking shield."
"Yes, sir."
Pelion turned back to the viewport. The freighter, bathed in the Chimera's lights, just sat there looking innocent.
"Cloaking shield on, Admiral,"
the comm man reported. Thrawn nodded.
"Order them to proceed."
"Yes, sir."
Moving rather sluggishly, the freighter maneuvered past the Chimera, oriented itself toward the distant sun of the Sluis Van system, and with a flicker of pseudo-velocity, jumped to light speed.
"Time, mark,"
Thrawn ordered.
"Time marked,"
one of the deck officers acknowledged. Thrawn looked at Pelion.
"Is my flagship ready, Captain?"
he asked the formal question.
"The Chimera is fully at your command, Admiral."
Pelion gave the formal answer.
"Good. We follow the freighter in exactly 6 hours, 20 minutes. I want a final check from all ships, and I want you to remind them one last time that our task is only to engage and pin down the system's defenses. There are to be no special heroics or risks taken. Make that clearly understood, Captain. We're here to gain ships, not lose them."
"Yes, sir."
Pelion started toward his command station.
"And Captain?"
"Yes, Admiral?"
There was a tight smile on Thrawn's face.
"Remind them, too,"
he added softly,
"that our final victory over the rebellion begins here."